Exclusive: Parliamentarian slams leftist EU for meddling in US abortion law. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on July 17, 2022. Rome, Italy, European parliamentarian EP Richard Legutko has sharply criticized the EP's absurd resolution condemning the US Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, insisting the EU has no competence on such matters. The EP resolution criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court decision is a good illustration of the deplorable state in which the European Union has found itself, mostly of its own making, Legutko told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Sunday. The former Polish Secretary of State in the Chancellery of President Lech Kaczynski and a member of the European Parliament since 2009, Legutko did not shy away from taking the EP to task for its ideologically driven crusade to coerce states to accept abortion. The EP's July 7 resolution is an absurd document, and so is the EU's involvement, Legutko said, noting the EU has no competence in such matters. There are no European legal regulations on abortion, marriage, or euthanasia, he added, since these are questions within the sole competence of the member states. Moreover, the United States is not in the EU, and not even in Europe, he said, and thus bashing the Supreme Court seems all the more grotesque. The more important question, Legutko asserted, is, why are they doing this? The European Union has been dominated or even monopolized by the political left, he responded. The erstwhile Christian Democratic parties such as Germany's CDU and Spain's Popular Party have capitulated and succumbed to the leftist agenda, which has become the official agenda of the European Union. This agenda perpetuates the leftist tradition of radical change and revolution, he declared. There is a green revolution, and there is a moral revolution. The latter is about free abortion, same-sex marriage, many genders, and all these regulations are meant to be exported all over the world. The European Parliament is particularly conspicuous in this revolutionary animus which knows no compromise, common sense, political borderlines, or legal constraints, he stated. With the fire in their eyes, hundreds of European deputies shout their slogans, bully the few dissenters, and produce countless documents calling for a worldwide revolution in morals. Worse still, Legutko said, the left's political and ideological monopoly, as every monopoly, completely disregards the law. Nothing in the European treaties would justify any pressure on the member states regarding abortion, family, or sex, and some rules explicitly exclude it. Neither the European Charter, nor the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, nor the European Convention on Human Rights mentions abortion, he observed. And none of these documents mentions women's rights or gender rights. All these are inventions of international conferences such as those in Cairo and Beijing in 1994 and 1995, he said, and the abortion ideology has produced such a degree of fanaticism that no serious debate is possible any longer. Sadly, the European Union is not the sole political body trying to impose a leftist ideology on the entire world, Legutko said, and some governments, including the U.S. government, have been doing the same. Twice a year, the ambassadors of many countries write letters in support of the LGBT ideology and exert pressure on the governments of the host countries to change the existing marriage laws, he observed, and the German, Scandinavian, and American ambassadors are particularly active. Their actions violate the 1961 Vienna Convention of Diplomatic Relations, Article 41.1. Which stipulates that the ambassadors have a duty not to interfere in the internal affairs of the host state, Legutko concluded. But who cares about the law when the revolution is at stake? Follow at Williams Rome.